Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Did you say Hairmaster?
No, you dimwit. Airmaster.
Caremaster?
No, Airmaster.
Daremaster?
Clean your ears out. I said Airmaster.
Stairmaster?
Oops, don't try that one. It's probably trademarked by someone else. Airmaster.
Ha ha, got you on that one. I said Stairmaster. S-T-A-R-E, Master. Tearmaster?
I'm going to tear you. Airmaster!
Oh, I get it. Airmaster.
Yes, Airmaster.
But what do they do?
Airmaster Aerator, the patented aerator that makes a difference. More than an aerator, a complete waste treatment system. Airmaster Aerator.
This column was written by Jim Thompson. I'm Chuck Swan reading it for Jim. The title of this column is A Question. Up and at 'em? Or just sitting? And here's what Jim has to say. Recently, I have seen a number of cases in which human energy was not being expended to any appreciable extent. Actually, I was witnessing laziness. I have not discussed this topic in a long time, so perhaps it is time once again to bring it up. It is a topic that tends to offend some folks, for people do not like to be singled out as lazy or not energetic. To assuage the embarrassment of the truly guilty, let me say we are all struck by this at one time or another. And we must admit that we know some people who are in a permanent rut of inactivity. So who to blame? What to do if we want a large and wide-ranging place to plant the guilt other than ourselves? Perhaps we should blame the Industrial Revolution. In the developed countries, most of us have sedentary workplaces. Even the farmers are now riding tractors with air-conditioned cabs, full entertainment systems, and onboard wireless computers. As an aside, the Minneapolis Moline Company tried to sell a tractor in the late 1930s and early 1940s with a full cab and heat. It was a flop because farmers did not think it manly to ride in such comfort.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
Companies all over North America think of Fulton Systems for their thermocompressor and steam systems needs, all the way from initial design to startup to troubleshooting. For more than 90 years, Fulton Systems has helped companies keep thousands of thermocompressors operating smoothly and assisted mills with hundreds of paper machine rebuilds. Turn to Fulton Systems for steam and condensate system design, dryer suction performance audits, and consulting services on all aspects of dryer suction and condensate systems management and operations. Call us at 770-447-1400. Visit our website at fultonsystems.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
The sedentary workplace has made us generally lethargic, not only physically, but mentally as well. Quick now, how often do you experience a slight drift toward laziness as you look for a file on your computer by moving the mouse around? Intellectually, this is silly, of course, but unless you are much different from me, you have had this experience more than once. After all, how many calories does it take to move a mouse 10 centimeters? Taking things a step further, how many pieces of paper have been on your desk for over 3 months and truly just been shuffled around? When was the last time you thoroughly cleaned out every desk drawer and reorganized the messes you have there? These activities are not big calorie consumers. They don't get done because we are mentally lazy, or perhaps numb is a better word. I have seen many people over the years try myriad time management systems. I think scheduling resources, calendars, and so forth are a personal selection choice. I also think changing systems on a rapid turnover basis indicates not a fault with the systems, but some disconnect in the gray matter between our ears. So stamp out human laziness, starting with your own. Take a walk at lunchtime. Walk upstairs, don't take elevators. Getting the blood flowing through physical exercise will get the mental game back in shape, too. Moving that mouse across the desk will seem far less of a formidable task. And how many accidents are caused by laziness? You will find that many contain some aspect of it. Stamping out laziness will help your safety record. Be safe, and we will talk next week. Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2017, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.